For KLW News in San Francisco, I'm David Boyer with a regional update. Tensions between Bay Area law enforcement and people protesting the death of George Floyd continued to escalate through last night and this morning. KLW's Christopher Agusa has more.
In San Francisco, over 80 people were arrested yesterday for violating the city's recently enacted curfew. And in Oakland, police arrested over 60 people on suspicions of looting and vandalism, as well as three who are suspected of shooting at the police department headquarters. In response to the chaos, the California Department of Human Resources sent out a directive to close all state buildings with offices in downtown areas. Despite the unrest, peaceful protests also gathered steam. This morning, interfaith leaders held a kneel-in demonstration at San Francisco City Hall. The kneeling was meant to represent the way Floyd died, under the knee of Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. The event included speeches from Reverend Amos Brown, prominent faith leaders, and actor Jamie Foxx. Mayor London Breed also spoke at the event. She admonished those using protests as a chance for opportunism, while making it clear how personal the issue is for her.
But for those of you who are using this movement as a way to push violence, to go after other Black people, to tear us down, we will not tolerate that. I am the mayor, but I'm a Black woman first. I don't want to see one more Black man die at the hands of law enforcement.
Other speakers called for action through political engagement and to hold politicians accountable for the policies that perpetuate systemic racism. In Fremont, I'm Christopher Agusa, KALW News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom held a press conference this afternoon at Sacramento's Genesis Church to address the ongoing protests in response to the death of George Floyd. He set a conciliatory tone and tried to diffuse tensions, suggesting law enforcement is working with protesters. And at the same time, he called attention to the systemic injustices that have plagued the United States.
The Black community is not responsible for what's happening in this country right now. We are. We are. Our institutions are responsible. We are accountable to this moment.
The governor acknowledged that it's going to take time, but encouraged people to continue to speak up.
Again, I want to just thank everybody for their persistence, their power of their voice. I again want to just encourage people to exercise their voice and recognize how resonant each and every one of you are in terms of your capacity to lead and lead us through this very difficult and challenging time, and do so with the spirit of commonality, the spirit that brings us all here together in this house of worship.
Also today, California's Superintendent of Public Schools, Tony Thurman, addressed the protests and systemic racism. Thurman is the first Black superintendent in four decades. KALW education reporter Lee Romney has more.
The equity gap in our schools has been Tony Thurman's priority since he took office, but the killing of George Floyd under the weight of a Minneapolis police officer's knee, he said Monday, calls for harder conversations about race.
It has been difficult for me as a parent raising African-American children to know what to say when they ask me, Dad, why did this happen?
In an 11-minute Facebook address, Thurman said the family members of George Floyd deserve more than condolences and prayers.
I believe that you deserve action.
Racism and implicit bias, he said, continue to directly impact Black and brown students.
Who are more likely to be suspended and pushed out of school and pushed into the criminal justice system, to be labeled, to be given an education that is not equal and is not appropriate and is not adequate.
Thurman says he'll convene educators, parents, and students to talk about implicit bias in the classroom. But racism is learned from adults, so he'll also hold those conversations with elected officials and law enforcement. His department will soon launch a website with resources. Members of the public can email ideas now to createracialjustice@gmail.com. More urgently, Thurman said, adults and youth need help processing the trauma around Floyd's killing.
I am haunted by the sounds of his voice, begging to breathe, begging for life. And we must address that trauma head on. For far too long, we've talked about race, but not really talked about race. And now it's time for us to do that.
I'm Lee Romney, KALW News.
You can always find more local news at KALW.org. For KLW News, I'm David Boyer.